The first reading is a reading from the book of Genesis. Abram was very rich in livestock, silver, and gold. Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support them if they stayed together. Their possessions were so great, they could not dwell together. There were quarrels between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and those of Lot's. At this time, the Canaanites and the Perizzites were occupying the land. So Abraham said to Lot, "Let there be no strife between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land at your disposal? Please separate for me. If you prefer the left, I will go to the right. If you prefer the right, I will go to the left." Lot looked about and saw how well watered the whole Jordan plain was as far as Zoar, like the Lord's own garden, or like Egypt. This was before the Lord had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot, therefore, chose for himself the whole Jordan plain and set out eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Abram stayed in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled among the cities of the plain, pitching his tents near Sodom. Now the inhabitants of Sodom were very wicked in the sins they committed against the Lord. After Lot had left, the Lord said to Abram, "Look about you, and from where you are, gaze to the north and the south, east and the west. All the land that you see I will give you and your descendants forever. I will make your descendants like the dust of the earth. If anyone could count the dust of the earth, your descendants too might be counted. Set forth and walk about in the land, through its length and breadth, for to you I will give it." Abram moved his tents and went on to settle near the Terebinth of Meribah, which is at Hebron. There he built an altar to the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. He who walks blamelessly and does justice, who thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord, who harms not his fellow man, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised, or he honors those who fear the Lord. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord, who lends not his money at usury and accepts no bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be disturbed. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. But how narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so when I taught at the all-boys school, I taught scripture, and I used to make a memorize scripture. And the very first scripture I used to make a memorize is this Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, 13 and 14, where it says, "Enter through the narrow gate, because the road that leads wide to hell," the other translation says, "is wide, and many people choose it." We got to make sure that we're different than everybody else. Now, that's very different than what most people think. Everybody else is very strong, judgmental, righteous and all this stuff. That's a wide road. If you look on the internet, it's a wide road that so many people choose. But how narrow is the road that leads to life? Why? The road that is narrow is the road of love. Not just, "Oh, I love people, tiptoe through the tulips." Get over that. It's a love that lays down its life for others. That is a very narrow road, and Jesus is the road, because Jesus is incarnate love. And so if we're going to be on the narrow road, we are living a life of self-sacrifice, not focused on self, focused on others. And we do this every day. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about God and about others. How many times I can say it, I don't know. If I could live it better, that would be the greatest thing ever. But that's the narrow road. Choose wisely. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.